715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning and welcome to Feedback. It is the Thursday edition, 7 minutes after 8. 715-845-2155 is the phone number if you would like to be a part of the program. Let's start off with what our news has been saying recently, that some of the violence in Ferguson, Missouri has calmed down as of last night. Some speculation, bad weather. That makes sense. I mean, we're dealing with hardcore individuals who are just absolutely committed to making sure that there is justice served, and they, of course, can be dissuaded by some drizzle. The reality of it is, it's not because of the weather, it's not because of anything else, it's because Eric Holder on the scene. Eric has shown up. He's flashing his Department of Justice badge. Oh, I'm sure he's got a badge, doesn't he? I mean, he even has, doesn't he get to carry a gun? Department of Justice? I mean, he's the man. He is the guy. Doesn't he get
I'll look that up. I don't know if he has a badge or a gun. I'll look that up.
Huh? Well, according to Breitbart.com, it says, when U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder arrived in Ferguson, Missouri to begin investigating the controversial shooting incident between a city patrolman and a black teen, he said he was both the highest law officer in the nation. He needs to have a gun and a badge. And he's also a black man. He further claimed that he himself was a victim of racial harassment by law enforcement. Uh-oh. Got a problem. Right up until he said he was a black man, I was down with it. Eric Holder on the scene. What? He's fine. Everything's
You were never down with anything that Eric Holder has ever done since he's been Attorney General.
Don't be such a negative Nelly. Me and Eric, we're tight. As the top law enforcement officer in the nation, being a black man has nothing to do with his job. Nothing.
You don't think that growing up black in America, he might have a different sensitivity to this issue that's happening in Ferguson and other places because of his
job is not to interpret the law. His job is to enforce the law. And Lady Justice is blind.
Oh, right. Lady Justice is blind in America, and the law is enforced equally no matter where you go in America. What country are you living in?
Let us say for one moment of bizarro world that you are actually correct, Tom. Then as the chief law enforcement officer of the nation, shouldn't he set a higher example? Shouldn't he lead by example? Shouldn't the words out of his mouth be, we are here to discover what the circumstances are and mete out justice to the individual or individuals that are responsible?
I think the first comment he made when he got there was, this will be a thorough and fair investigation of what happened.
And he follows it up by, I'm a black man. Now listen, I understand, yes, that Eric Holder may or may not have had some tough times in his life. If he says he has, he probably has. I'm not going to begrudge that. But the point of it is, the reason a lot of the hostilities are happening is because the flames of racial divide are being fanned by those that need to lead and set the example that race is not an issue when it comes to justice. Yes, there have been racial injustices happening in this country during our history. Yes, we all know that. But the U.S. Attorney General showing up on the scene needs to lead by example. And for him to make a public statement, I am the highest law enforcement officer in the nation and a black man, he is inserting race into the issue. He's fanning the flames. He's not doing anything to quell it.
Well, I think one of the reasons he says something like that is he can show the people who have been complaining that they aren't getting a fair shake that it's not going to be just quote-unquote whitewash at the top.
Stop. He doesn't need to show that they aren't getting a fair shake. You're being biased. He needs to show that justice will prevail, that an investigation that is fair will occur, and that justice will prevail. That's what he needs to show. Not that there has been unfair treatment, because I'm telling you this, if you want to go that route, then when this officer is found to be justified in his shooting, then Eric Holder and all these others, including the governor of Missouri, had better step up to the microphone and issue a formal apology to the officer.
Eric Holder wasn't prejudging the case like the governor of Missouri was. I grant you that. But
not being as blatant about it, but coming out and saying, I am a black man. Which of the two individuals in this conflict are black? The officer or the dead guy?
But he was talking. He was talking to the people who were protesting. That's
Tom,
that's where his comment was aimed.
He's identifying with a certain segment. He is the chief law enforcement officer of the nation. He is automatically leaning toward and making an identification with the shooting victim. That is not justice. That is partiality. Let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Bill.
Bill, what can we do for you this morning?
I'm calling with regard to your conversation.
Yes, sir.
I was in the National Guard back in the 60s when Kent State was going on, and I was put in charge of the riot squad for the training.
Wow.
And I was an officer, and I understand what some of this is going on.
Sure.
And what I see is, what is the size of the young man? How big? How physically large was he?
Now, wait a minute. He was an unarmed teenager. That happens to be 6'4", 300 pounds.
All right. I go to Frank's gym regularly. I'm 80 years old, and I see these guys that are 6'3", and 300, or 280, 200,
yeah,
and they're working out.
Yeah.
Their arms, their physical arms, are weapons.
Yeah.
Okay?
I agree with you.
We don't hear... He's an unarmed teenager, but not that he's 6'3", 350 pounds, and that the officer now, I just heard, has got a busted jaw.
What was it? A ruptured eye socket, I believe, is the injury. Yeah, Todd Starnes did a piece about that this morning and said that the officer was beaten near to unconsciousness. That to me says that he felt threatened for his life. If you can be beaten that severely by a 6'4", 300-pound man, 18, you're a man, and at 6'4", 300 pounds, you are a sizable threat.
And the hand can be a weapon.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's what I'm calling about, because that day in that training, we drew blood.
Yeah.
From our own
were
men.
Were you taught to use non-lethal force or to use lethal force in a situation with protesters?
We were taught not to. In fact, some of our men later on were sent to Madison. They had feces and stuff thrown at them down there at that time.
Gotcha. Sir, thank you. First of all, thank you for your service. Thank you for your dedication. Thanks for listening to the program.
You bet.
Take care. All right, so there it is. Eric Holder on the scene. Everything's fine now. Everything's good. We don't have to worry about anything else. The blind eye of justice is on the scene. Everything's good. We just trust Eric Holder to do everything the right way, and just let's not even pay attention anymore. It's all going to be good. All right, we're good. We're fine.
No one's saying that except you.
Sure. Let's see. Let's see. All right, that takes care of that. That's all I have to say about Ferguson. We got a whole bunch of other stuff we want to talk about today. If you'd like to be a part of the conversation, the phone line's open, 715-845-2155. We will be right back.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327, and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.
Welcome back to Feedback. 715-845-2155 is the phone number. And let's talk to Cynthia. Cynthia, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
I just have to say one thing about this thing with Holden.
Yes, ma'am?
Did it ever occur to maybe, being that he says he's a black man, it's to help the riots that are going on right now to say, listen, I am a black man and I will be able to get justice. And even if they find out the officer is correct in the shooting, It is a black man telling the black community, this is really what happened.
That's a possibility. Sure. The only reason I doubt that is because of Eric Holder's previous comments about other issues. Eric Holder has proven that he is not an individual that approaches racial issues with a blind eye, that he comes into racial issues with a built-in prejudice. Now, it could be argued that as a black man, he has no choice, that he has to come in, that he has to fight harder and have a prejudice for the black community in order to be fair. But I find that to be a weak argument. But I do understand what you're saying. His previous behavior, however, makes me doubt that. I've wanted to give Eric Holder the benefit of the doubt many times. Just like his boss, the president, he has proven that he is not interested in being fair and just. He's interested in perpetuating what he believes is justice, and that's not his job.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, thank you very much for calling in, Cynthia. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, let's go to the next issue at hand, shall we? And this kind of goes in hand with what we were just talking about. Parolees, a lot of parolees in our state go back to prison every year. And apparently this is a high rate of recidivism, and it is costing our state quite a bit of money. Let's see here. There were protesters in front of a prison in the Milwaukee area. 100 faith leaders and prison reform advocates rallied yesterday outside the Milwaukee Secure Detention Facility. Is that the one that's right there on the highway when you roll in? Or am I thinking of Green Bay? Do I get those mixed up?
Well, you're thinking of maybe the prison you pass on the way down to Madison that's right on the highway?
No, I travel so much in the last, so I forget exactly, but there's one.
The prison in Green Bay is on the other side of the river. Or you have to go over a bridge, and it's right next to the bridge. That's right next to a highway.
Okay, that's the one I'm thinking about. Yeah. Okay, I apologize. That's the one I was thinking about. Anyway.
Looks like a medieval castle.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and it's like, oh, if you're going to plan an escape, being right next to the highway is a pretty good idea. All right, anyway. The rally that was attended by a few hundred, or 100 at least, was organized by the statewide faith coalition called Wisdom. They say that they are organizing a campaign for justice which aims to reduce the prison population to 11,000 inmates by 2015. Currently, 22,000 people are now behind bars in our state. They want to cut it in half. They say that the number of people incarcerated has tripled since 1990, and the amount spent on corrections rose 620% through 2012, not counting for inflation. One of the contributing factors, they say, is the individuals who have been released on parole getting sent back to prison for a minor technicality of parole violation. Now, that's their claim, okay? They're saying that an individual can get sent back for a minor thing such as their ID bracelet that they have to wear malfunctions, that they are involved in a situation that they weren't exactly aware of. There was some kind of a mistake, a paperwork error, something of that nature. This is their claim. Okay. They say people are being revoked, quote, this is one of the leaders there of this organization. This is an individual that says people are being revoked, their probation being revoked and being sent back to prison, for what most of us take for granted, like using a cell phone or a computer. They also say that there are people being sent back for problems with the GPS monitoring system, saying malfunctions in the ankle bracelets have sent parolees back to jail, causing them to lose their jobs, lose their position back in society. However, before we do the however, let me address that. All right. It is a horrible circumstance to think that an individual who has said, okay, you're going to be wearing an ankle bracelet, you are restricted to this area, you cannot walk outside of, you cannot travel outside of this area, and because the ankle bracelet malfunctions, he gets kicked back into jail. Something doesn't sit right to me with that claim. I have to believe that the system is set up with a margin of error, can I say, that if the ankle bracelet malfunctions, that the ankle bracelet is then investigated and there's something attested to see if it's working properly. If it is indeed working properly, or take the bracelet off, give him a new one, that kind of thing. You don't just send him back. You don't just pick him up and take him back to jail. As far as something as innocent as, quote, using a cell phone or a computer, if you're on parole, then you are being told you are allowed back into society with a couple caveats. There are things that you are not allowed to do. If you do these things, you are going to go back to jail. I'm going to use common sense here and personal responsibility. But if you were an individual that was released from jail and you were told you may not use the cell phone in this particular fashion, you can only use the computer for this particular fashion, you cannot text or chat with anybody in this particular version, wouldn't you be diligent to make sure that you don't come anywhere close to breaking your parole, for violating your parole? Wouldn't you be a bit, I don't know, really, really cautious about that kind of thing? Wouldn't you? I think you would. When we come back, let's get the justice side, the justice system's response to the claim that thousands of parolees are being sent back to jail unnecessarily because of minor issues. We'll talk about that when we get back. This is the Wisconsin Morning News Feedback, 715-845-2155, if you would like to be a part of the show.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.